Andy McClellan is that guy in the Tilly hat greeting people at the Northern Lights Festival Boreal Gate or taking tickets at Cinefest. The dedicated volunteer is reluctant to say he is working security, but he is there to make sure things run smoothly. I consider myself a Walmart greeter, says the 83-year-old who has been a community helper for many years. Although he has retired from Northern Lights, his relationship with the Summer Music Festival goes back to 1979 when he first volunteered so he could attend the local happening for free. Over the years, he has also helped out at Ribfest and Blues for food. I volunteer because of the people, he says. People are so much fun. I like to help people and have a little fun along the way. During the film festival, McClellan arrives early in the morning at Silver City Cinemas. If someone has a question, he probably has the answer or knows who does. His days are long as he also greets guests at the gala receptions in the evening. That means he doesn't get to see many of the films in their entirety. I watch a little bit at the beginning and at the end to get the flavor of what the movie is about, he says. As the film credits roll, he helps people exit the theater safely before the lights go up. Andy is the best, says Cinefest Executive Director Patrick O'Hearn. He volunteers each and every year from morning until late evening. He's built a tremendous relationship with our audience, who are known to seek him out when they have questions about our programming or scheduling. Andy is a vital member of our team and is definitely part of the Cinefest family each September. I couldn't imagine doing Cinefest without him. Born on a farm south of Orangeville, McClellan studied at the Ontario Agriculture College, now the University of Guelph. He moved to Sudbury in 1971 and worked in conservation for the Ministry of Natural Resources for two decades. In the early 1990s, he ran a travel agency. He has an entrepreneurial spirit and started several other small businesses. Since 2010, he has had a home renovation and repairs business called Handy Andy. He volunteered his self-taught handyman skills to help renovate his church, Calvin Presbyterian on Augur Street in New Sudbury, the only remaining Presbyterian church in the city. Keeping active and socializing is important to him. In his spare time, he sings with the church choir. McClellan is proud of his Scottish heritage and volunteers with Clan McClellan of America, a group that encourages an appreciation of Scottish history and culture. The clan name has numerous spellings, including McClelland, MacLellan, and McClellan. He can trace his family to a McClellan who immigrated to New York State in 1774 and then moved to Canada. He attends various Celtic festivals each year, which gives him the opportunity to don his clan tartan kilt. A few years ago, McClellan took a month-long holiday in Scotland and England, where he learned more about his roots. McClellan hides a full head of hair under his signature hat. In the winter, he sports a woolen tilly. He figures he has worn out 6 or 7 brimmed hats over the years. The hat comes with a lifetime guarantee, so when the sweatband wears out, he returns it to Tilly for a new one. The father of two will celebrate his 60th wedding anniversary this Labor Day. My wife, Marilyn, is a very patient lady who puts up with my shenanigans, he says. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer. Helpers is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.